Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast, and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights episode. That's SSH version 0315-2024. Now, this is our 1-2-3rd episode of March 2024, and I'll tell you what this looks like is a fix episode before Washington, D.C. general availability. You can see there in the middle, or you're listening, I've got 52 fixes, and you'll see when we go through the list of them, most of them, almost all of them, are from ServiceNow. We've got 2 compatibility updates, 1 downgrade, haven't seen one of those in a while, 8 highlights, 39 minor updates, again, most of those are ServiceNow, 18 new releases. Many of those are ServiceNow, you'll see here in a minute. Others are not ServiceNow. And then 8 release notes fails in this episode. So let's not waste any time. It's going to be a longer one. We'll start with the compatibility updates. First up, IAM application and Yensa file grabber both had compatibility updates to Vancouver or Washington. I can't remember which one, but if you're using one of those, you may want to check it out. The downgrade we've got here is from HCL America, the vulnerability response integration with HCL AppScan. Let's take a look at that real quick. Not my record, but let's go to the store and I'll show you why this is a downgrade. Well, I'll point out, first of all, notice the version for this app is 1.0.3. So if we open up the version history, there was a version 1.1.0 on January 2024, but notice how it's kind of like not grayed out, but it's not bold like the one below it. And the version that I just showed you before has changed. So it's back to version 1.0.3. Which is compatible with Washington, D.C., Vancouver, Utah, and Tokyo. So it's a downgrade, but it doesn't look like it's too impactful of a downgrade. So that's the one downgrade. Let's get into the fixes here. There's 52 of them, so I'm going to show all of them. I'm going to try to talk through all 52 of them. You can see there on the company name, most of these are from ServiceNow or service-now.com. First one on the list is /sn-ui-builder-toolkit-script-config-panel. That's basically a component in UI Builder. I'm not 100% sure it's a component, but basically it's one of those little things that make up the big thing that's UI Builder. But to get to the actual list here, we've got account lifecycle events, agent client collector framework, ArcSight ESM event ingestion for security operations, asset management common, asset security posture management, Cisco WebEx Teamspoke, client software distribution 2.0, collaborative work management, data loss prevention incident response, digital portfolio management, digital product release data model, Dropbox Business Spoke. Let's scroll down for the rest of them there. Enterprise Architecture Workspace, Entrust Certificate Manager, Financials Core, IBM License Compliance for Software Asset Management, IBM QRadar Offense Ingestion for Security Operations, Indoor Mapping, and Microsoft Entra ID Spoke makes up page 1 of the fixes in this episode. Moving on to page 2, Microsoft Exchange Online for Security Operations, Microsoft SharePoint Online Spoke, Microsoft Teams Communication Spoke, Platform Analytics, Policy as Code Engine, Policy as Code Engine UI, Proactive Service Experience Workflows, Process Automation Designer, Project Workspace, Security Incident Response, Security Incident Response Integration with FireIHX, Security Operations CrowdStrike Intelligence Integration. Let's scroll down for the rest of them. Security Posture Control Core, Security Support Common, Service Bridge Base, Service Bridge for Consumers, Service Bridge for Providers, Service Builder Components, Service Graph Connector for Jamf, Service Graph Connector for Tanium. Moving on to page 3, we've got Service Operations Workspace Metric Explorer, ServiceNow Enterprise Asset Management, ServiceNow Voice with Amazon Connect, Software Asset Management, SaaS License Management, Subscription Management V2, SuccessFactors Spoke, Tanium Vulnerability Response Integration, UI Builder, Vulnerability Response Common, Vulnerability Response Integration with Veracode, Vulnerability Response Licensing and Usage, Workforce Optimization for HR, and that's it. That's our entire list of fixes. Now, remember, those are fixes, so they were just small little changes. Actually, there's a couple of them that had quite a few fixes in them, but nothing, no new features or anything like that. So That covers the fixes. We'll head back to the big list here. I'm going to regroup by category, and then we're going to jump into the minor updates. We're going to hit show all on the minor updates because there's quite a few of those. Again, most of this is ServiceNow, but we've got some other third-party applications mixed in there, so let's just start reading that off. Agent Client Collector Monitoring, Care AR for CSM, for FSM, and for ITSM, so three applications there. Minor updates, Case Playbook for onboarding, Chat Integration with Security Incident Management, Chronicle Data Export Application, Chronicle for Security Incident Response, Chronicle for Threat Intelligence, Chronicle ITSM, Coaching with Learning, CPRO Dashboard, CRO Dashboard, and scroll into the bottom of this page one, Dex Application and Device Health, Diligence 360, Document Service Framework for Google Drive, Document Service Framework for OneDrive, I believe those were application renames, Dynamic Related Records for Configurable Workspace, ESG Content Accelerator, and Event Management Connectors all had minor updates. Moving on to page two, Event Management Core, GC Dashboard, Hardware Asset Management, Licensing Engine, Live Agent Chat Integration, Microsoft Teams Chat Connector for Security Incident Management, Notify Connector for Microsoft Teams, Oracle PeopleSoft Financial Spoke, Playbooks for Customer Service Management, Recommended Actions, Security Incident Response Integration with Microsoft Defender for Endpoint, and Security Support Orchestration. Scrolling down to the rest of them, Service Operations Workspace Integrations Launchpad, Shift Planning for Configurable Workspace, SysDig Container Vulnerability Response, Technology Portfolio Management, Threat Intelligence Security Center for Security Operations, True Context, and Workforce Optimization for CSM Configurable Workspace. All of those had minor updates. Basically, small little changes, not worth doing a full highlight on, but let's go ahead and check out what's next. I'm going to get rid of my filter here. We're going to group back on category again. And after the minor updates, we have eight. Count them, eight, everybody. Release notes fails. CTS, Cognitive Network Analyzer. Service Operations Workspace Alert Management. Service Operations Workspace Express List App. Service Operations Workspace Integrations Launchpad UI. Service Operations Workspace Log Analytics. Service Operations Workspace Metric Explorer APIs. Service Operations Workspace UI Components. And Zscaler Digital Experience. Now I'll tell you, most of these Service Operations Workspace ones said hidden app, meaning you're going to install probably Service Operations Workspace for ITSM or for ITOM, and you're going to get some of these applications as dependencies in the background. So ServiceNow didn't bother with release notes. But if you haven't seen an episode before, a release notes fail is there's an app that got updated in the ServiceNow store, meaning the version changed, but the release notes are either missing, blank, say something like hidden app, or the repeated release notes, meaning the last release notes were the same as this time's release notes, which means I can't tell you what changed, what's new, what's different in those applications, and that's why it's a fail. All right, enough of all that. Let's get to the new releases. We've got quite a few of them today, 18 new releases. We're going to start with the first one, our Alert Assist, Now Assist ITOM Alert Assist AI. That's the description on it. Key features. It provides two key insights, human-readable alert descriptions. Alert Assist generates clear and concise descriptions of alerts in language easily understandable by humans, enhancing communication and facilitating quicker comprehension of the issue. Alert Analysis section. This feature adds a dedicated section to each alert containing comprehensive technical details and analysis. It provides deeper insights into the nature of the alert, aiding in troubleshooting and resolution efforts. ServiceNow did give us a screenshot for this one, so let's check out that screenshot. And it looks like what we're seeing here is on the right-hand side, so there's a pane that swung open after someone clicked on an active alert in Service Operations Workspace, and we have an alert summarized by Now Assist card that includes a summary section and an alert analysis section. I'm going to go ahead and read this. The summary says, billing warn, high 404 error rate on a server name or a CI configuration item. And then the second bullet in that section, the billing underscore IC underscore web IIS instance on that CI or that server is experiencing a high rate of 404 errors, which may indicate bad content on the site or a denial of service attack. The instance has entered warn state. On the alert analysis, it says the high 404 error rate on the billing IC web IIS instance is a potential cause for concern. It could indicate that the content on the site is not serving the intended purpose, or it could be a result of the denial of service attack. In either case, it is important to investigate the issue and take appropriate action to resolve it. The first step would be to check the logs and analyze the requests that are resulting in 404 errors. This will help to identify the root cause of the issue. Once the root cause is identified, appropriate measures can be taken to address the problem. For example, if the issue is due to bad content, then the content can be updated or removed. If the issue is due to a denial of service attack, then measures can be taken to mitigate the attack and protect the system. Looks pretty useful to me. So that is a helpful screenshot. Hope that reading that was helpful to those of you that are listening. And that is what's new from the team at ServiceNow. Next up on our list of new releases, it's going to be ARMIS Application Service Mapping. Export your ServiceNow application services and CMDB relationships to ARMIS to contextualize your ARMIS device inventory. Key features: automatically map ServiceNow CIs to matching ARMIS device data within ServiceNow. Export application service and business application data from ServiceNow to ARMIS as business applications, and automatically create associations between ARMIS business applications and ARMIS devices. They gave us some screenshots. First screenshot is going to be a picture of guided setup. Then there's a test connection or validation of the connection, I'm assuming to ARMIS. And then we have the types of mapping. So there's a business application type map, business criticality map. On the left-hand side is a ServiceNow types or the ServiceNow criticality. On the right-hand side is the ARMIS types or the ARMIS criticality. And their next screenshot is an ARMIS ID table, or basically an ID table or a table in ServiceNow or a list view. Next up is the ARMIS ID record. Got basically an ID number, error, retry count, resource type, and configuration item associated with it. Next screenshot is a business application test service, basically showing a map of two components or two nodes in the relationship diagram or dependency diagram. And then we're back to our guided setup screenshot for this new application from ARMIS Inc. Next up is going to be Avante Now Time Tracker app. Time Tracker, elevate productivity and simplify timesheet. Key features: Avante Now Time Tracker app is built with the below features. User-friendly interface, intuitive platform for employees to seamlessly submit, update, and view time tracker records. Efficient workflow management empowers managers to efficiently approve or reject time tracker records associated with their projects, ensuring precision in project timelines. Streamlined back-end operations, a straightforward back-end interface designed for ease of use, enabling managers to effortlessly handle project and employee assignments and review time tracker records specific to their projects. And administrative control, administrators benefit from a robust set of tools to easily manage the application, ensuring smooth operations and system oversight. They did give us some screenshots on this one as well. So first up is going to be the time tracker properties. It's a properties list view with the menu on the left. Next up is a project or TT project showing the project name, number, plan start date, and many-to-many project to employees table, basically showing the planned efforts, planned actual efforts, and remaining total efforts. Next screenshot is the time tracker page in the portal. So this is an approval view for a project manager, or I guess a resource manager, to see time records and approve them. Next up is a submission screenshot of a time sheet. Yeah, time sheet for an employee. So they have the day of the week, the date, the start time, the end time, and the number of hours, plus some comments. Next up is the time entry view for employees. If you've seen the time tracker or time sheet portal, it kind of looks like that, but it's the time tracker portal. Looks to be unique to Avante Now. Next up is the widget view for employees, basically showing the time tracker page. And next is the dashboard view for project manager, showing the employee efforts per project and status, plus some time tracker records. And then we're back to the properties page for this new application from Avante Now Global Denmark APS. Next up is going to be Genesys ServiceNow Connector. Genesys and ServiceNow Unified elevate agent interactions, enhance customer experience. Key features: Genesys Cloud Widget in ServiceNow, Contact Search, Automated ServiceNow Interaction Creation and Screen Pop, Automated ServiceNow Case Creation and Screen Pop, Automated ServiceNow Incident Creation and Screen Pop, ServiceNow Data Update to Genesys IXN, and Click to Dial. They also included some screenshots. First up, it's going to be a home page with the pop-up for GC Connector or Genesys Cloud. Next is an interaction record, again with the pop-up for GC Connector or Genesys Cloud. Next screenshot is the field mapping showing an interaction record, and the fields on it are boxed in and showing how that maps, again with a pop-up for Genesis Cloud. And next screenshot is back to our homepage showing, this is a different screenshot, existing cases in the pop-up with a create new case button. Next screenshot is an interaction record with active conversations in a chat room and the pop-up. So lots of stuff going there. But that's pointed to apps.mypurecloud.com. I wonder if that's a chat within Avante Now or something. So I don't know what that is, but it's not ServiceNow, but it's a pop-up or a modal on top of ServiceNow. Next screenshot is the click-to-dial interface. So basically, with Genesis Cloud or this GC connector, you can click on a phone icon next to the phone number on the contact record to dial. So that's what's showing there. And next screenshot is, what is this? This is the ServiceNow Data to Genesis IXM. It looks like a workspace, but it's not. I can't tell if that's ServiceNow or not. I don't know what this is, but so you have to look at the video if you want to know what this is. And then we're back to our first screenshot for this new application from Genesis Cloud Services Incorporated. Next up is going to be Genus Active Data Intelligent Data Processing with ServiceNow Acceleration. Key features: extract data from document images and PDFs using Total Agility Extraction Engine, export extracted data to JSON, transform extracted data into ServiceNow table records, and integration with customer applications. No screenshots on this one, so that's what's new from the team at Genus Technologies LLC. Next up is going to be Marvel by Intellective. Beyond the web, turn your service portal into a native mobile app experience. Key features: Marvel is a unique native mobile wrapper, enabling wrapping portals and other UI from ServiceNow into persona-specific mobile experience. Do have some screenshots here. Looks like mostly marketing stuff, but the persona-specific experience is showing a mobile view for store associates and district manager. Next up is a transform page about transforming ServiceNow portals into native mobile apps. Next up is a single code-based marketing page showing how you can leverage your portal code to create mobile apps. And then we're back to our persona-specific experiences, marketing glossy for that one. And then I accidentally clicked on the view licensing requirements. But that's what's new from the team at Intellective. Next up on our list is going to be Now Assist for ITOM. Or Now Assist ITOM AI is what's in the description there. Key features: Alert Assist. Alert Assist is a cutting-edge capability with ServiceNow that harnesses the power of generative AI technology to revolutionize the way alerts are managed. That's a lot of hyperbole. By seamlessly integrating with existing systems, Alert Assist automatically generates concise alert descriptions and supplements them with comprehensive analysis, kind of like what we were seeing in that first application we looked at. This analysis includes a detailed technical assessment of the issue, providing invaluable insights to aid in swift and effective resolution. By streamlining the alert management process, Alert Assist empowers teams to respond proactively to incidents, minimizing downtime and optimizing operational efficiency. With its intuitive interface and advanced AI algorithms, Alert Assist sets a new standard for alert management, enabling organizations to stay ahead in today's dynamic and fast-paced digital landscape. We have a screenshot on this one, but it's the same screenshot that we looked at on the previous application, so I won't reread the alert summary and alert analysis that we saw before. That is what's new from the team at ServiceNow. Next up is going to be Service Graph Connector for Endpoint Central. Empower ServiceNow CMDB with real-time inventory insights from Endpoint Central. Key features: utilize advanced asset intelligence capabilities, enabling instant synchronization of hardware and software asset data while automating CI maintenance for every device seamlessly integrated into your ServiceNow CMDB. Automatically link the details of devices to the identified CIs and capture real-time changes in the endpoint environment, enabling better change management process. Duplicate data detection on import to ensure data accuracy and maintain a clean ServiceNow CMDB, and facilitate tight integration with ServiceNow SAM Pro plugin. Enjoy comprehensive capabilities such as installation tracking and software usage tracking. We do have screenshots on this one. First up is going to be searching for the Service Graph Connector Endpoint Central menu item in the All menu. Next up is the guided setup screenshot. Second screenshot for guided setup. Third screenshot for Third screenshot is Integration Hub ETL. I still feel like ETL transform maps for importing third party. So it's the integration hub ETL home showing the service graph connector endpoint central and some data sources and names. Some CMDB stuff going on there. And then we're back to our all menu item there. And that's what's new from the team at Manage Engine. That's from Manage Engine. Next up is Service Graph Connector for Trellix. Integration for Trellix device to visibility. This is an Innovation Lab application, so not available on any production instance, and there are no warranties or support offered by ServiceNow. But let's see what the key features are. Easy configuration and device visibility. Wow. Thank you, guys. No screenshots. And let's just read the summary. Imports device data to the ServiceNow CMDB quickly, seamlessly, and securely. This integration is part of ServiceNow developed Service Graph connectors. The plug-and-play Service Graph connectors simplify setup and facilitate quick integration. All right. So if you have Trellix, you may find this useful. Other than that, not very much information on this particular application. Next up is going to be Service Operations Workspace Alert Automation. Global and team-based alert automation for enrichment, grouping, and escalation. This too is an Innovation Lab app, so not supported in production and carries no warranties or support by ServiceNow. Key features, new module on Service Operations Workspace. Add service context flow, ability to create, edit, review, and add service context alert automations using the event fields, compose, and extract options, and easy creation of alert tags. There are screenshots for this one. First up is going to be a list of alert automations, adding service context and the ability to select something and create an automation. Next up, it looks like the configuration of that automation based on, so right now in this screenshot, showing the trigger conditions to set up. Next up is the add service context automation, basically extracting alert fields. I see what this is. Maybe like pulling the information you need so it's not a bunch of noise. And then the compose alert field. So basically it's still some field management there. And then back to that original screenshot before we created that automation. So that's what's new from the team at ServiceNow's Innovation Lab. Next up, Service Operations Workspace Alert Automation UI, basically the user interface, hidden app stuff for that application. Same key features, same screenshots, same disclaimer about no production and doesn't carry any warranties or support. Next up, Service Operations Workspace Link View. This is for the Service Operations Workspace Express List ITOM Health Link View. Again, Innovation Lab offering, but here on the key features, visualize tag-based alert groups, display alert tags and fields to give the operator the context for evaluating the impact of the alert group, application, location, metric names, etc. Allow users to filter types of data that is irrelevant and focus on the nodes or data relevant for triage, and indicate what field/tags are the base for this group correlation. We do have screenshots on this one too. So first up is going to be the active alerts with a dependency map modal popping up so they can see the nodes and information about that particular alert. Second screenshot showing the node pause. And next is, so there's those two screenshots. That is it. And that's what's new for the team at ServiceNow. Again, the Innovation Lab. They've been busy. Next new application is going to be, got to pronounce this right, Sphinx, S-F-I-N-X, or Integrated Financial Management. Optimize commercial value from digital and technology investments. Key features, cost planning and control process features. There's quite a few of them here, so I'm going to read the bullets or read the hashtags or number signs in this case. Manage multi-year resource coins, budget positions in parentheses. Creating the submission for plan and quarterly forecasts, standard dashboards and reports, standard quality controls, data quality control, data quality dashboards, and process management features. So a bunch of finance stuff. We do have some screenshots. First one's going to be the Sphinx workspace, and what we're looking at here in the workspace is a spreadsheet-like interface allowing someone to look at financial information. I've got items, department, cost center, accounts, resources, and a cost or total for FY23. Next screenshot is showing a list of cost centers in a workspace. Next screenshot is showing the resource coin for licenses for profiling. I'm not sure what they mean by coin. And then we're back to our original first screenshot there. And that is what's new from the team at Plan Horizon XAG. Next up, SN App PAR Components Chart Drill Down Configuration, a component for use with ServiceNow Visual Designer to support drill down chart to chart capability. Enables users to configure chart to chart drill down in the chart interaction section of the data visualization configuration panel. That's pretty cool. So I can click on something in a chart and that'll bring me to another chart. Okay, sounds pretty cool. So that is the new application and key features and the screenshot. You can see the screenshot. I'm not going to click on that one. So that's what's new from the team at ServiceNow. We've got one more of those. Let's open that up. This is going to be a wrapper, not as in like a music wrapper, but a wrapper like you wrap something in. A component for navigation between chart to chart drill down. So this is basically the wrapper for the application that we just saw. Next up is going to be SOW Alert Automation, or Service Operations Workspace Alert Automation. Again, Innovation Lab, not supported, no warranties. Global and team-based alert automation for enrichment, grouping, and escalation. Key features, I think we've seen these before, provides team-based alert automation in the service operations workspace, add service context, grouping, and escalate, and notify. Let's see if the screenshots are any different. There's my list of alert automations. Yeah, it's the same screenshots as before, where actually there's a little bit different, so let's back up a little bit. So this was the same screenshot, so basically extracting some alert fields, but the next one is some grouping conditions, so selecting the fields to group alerts by, and then the next screenshot is showing actions, or select automation actions, maybe create an incident in the example that they're giving here, and if we create an incident, the map the fields or alert field values to the fields on the incident table. In this case, they're showing short description, CI, assignment group, description, and priority, mapping to short description, CI, assignment group, description, and severity from the alert. And yeah, that's what's new from the team at ServiceNow's Innovation Lab. Next up, Value Tracker is a new application or a new release. Track actual return on investment for everything in ServiceNow. Key features. It's a standalone process focusing on tracking value from any process, tool, or project. Set up a collector to track value based on number of records in ServiceNow or based on recurrence. Value is collected and displayed on a dashboard and can be tracked as time or money savings. I have no idea what that means after reading it. Number of records translates into saved time or money? I don't get that. But first screenshot is a dashboard for Value Tracker. Second screenshot is showing a collector record and all the fields on that record. Third screenshot is a list of collectors. And then the menu, in the favorites menu for Value Tracker, basically showing collector, value, and administration. And then we're back to our dashboard screenshot. And that's what's new from the team at Adino KS. Last on our list of new releases is going to be Zero Networks app for CMDB. Bring your CMDB applications into Zero Networks. Key features, the Zero Networks ServiceNow scoped app is purpose-built to create ServiceNow groups for your devices in the Zero Network application. The intent is to sync your micro-segmentation group CI classes, such as business applications, and their member CI classes, such as servers, to Zero Networks for use in micro-segmentation rules without double entry. For example, managing relationships in ServiceNow CMDB_REL_CI and pulling it into Zero Networks. They do have some screenshots for theirs. Looks like first is a business application in Zero Networks, maybe, because it doesn't look like ServiceNow. Second is some groups, maybe, in Zero Networks. Now we're in ServiceNow. We've got a list of configuration items, and then we have a list of configuration item relationships, and then we're back to our first screenshot of what looks like Zero Networks application. So that's what's new from the team at Zero Networks, and that is our list of new releases, all 18 of them. Next up on our list is going to be 8 highlights, only 8 this time, so let's go ahead and knock those out. First up on the list is AI Ops Experience, updated version 24.1.1. And in this version, they've added Alert Assist to the Express list. They've centralized a place to manage views for users, probable root cause in the Alert Preview panel, define, assign teams and connector setup, customer connection definition, add the option to map from received events, add alert trends to the alert preview panel in the express list. They changed align source icons in the express list and the integration launchpad. They fixed the loading time of large alert groups, the long filter name, or UI for the long filter name, and live list filters when filtering on complex columns. They're calling it a minor release, but I put it in the highlights, and that's what's new from the team at ServiceNow. Next up in the highlights is going to be Checkmarks 1 vulnerability integration, updated to version 1.0.20. And in this version, branch info has been mapped to project branch field of the AVIT table. Primary branch info is mapped to source additional field of discovered application table with application ID. If sync-only primary branch is enabled from the configuration page, then only the project scans and vulnerabilities that are performed for the primary branch will be imported into respective integrations and tables. And for findings of SAST scanner, source AVIT of AVIT table has been changed to combination of similarity ID and result hash from CX1 to get the unique AVITs. And that's what's new from the team at Checksmarks LTD. Up next is going to be Juniper Mist Automated Provisioning, updated version 1.5.0. And in this one, they have actions changes, Mist Update Org Device Assignment. They added input to enable, disable, Mist Manage, and Reassign. For Mist Search Org Inventory, added input filter, site ID only on assigned devices, and add output device profile ID. They have a bunch of new actions. I'm going to read them off here. Create org site group, create org, delete org site group, delete org webhook, delete site webhook, delete org device profile, delete org, delete site, create MSP SSO role, list MSP SSO role, delete MSP SSO role, update MSP SSO role, create org SSO role, list org SSO roles, delete org SSO role, and update org SSO role. And they have new data streams. I'm going to list them out here for you. List MSP SSO roles, list org SSO roles, and search org inventory. All of those, again, the last three were data streams. And that's what's new from the team at Juniper Networks Incorporated. Next up is going to be Major Security Incident Management, updated version 3.0.4. And in this version, they've added MSIM, or Major Security Incident Management, VTB task card component as a dependency to MSIM, updated the logic to show task without priority, added link to Microsoft Teams channel from the collaboration tab, added an email template for incident responders who are assigned a task. They changed, updated the logic for filtering visualizations and status reports, minor UI fixes in the overview tab, timeline component, and collaboration tab, and added character count validation for the executive summary. Next up on the list of new releases is going to be Service Operations Workspace Express List, updated to version 23.1.1. And in this one, there is a new alert list, alert assist and express list, simplify and enrich alerts with technical analysis using Now Assist, manage views, centralized management of user views and express lists, probable root cause in the alert preview panel, add alert trends to the alert preview panel, change align source icons and express list and integration launchpad, and fixed loading time of large alert groups. Fix the UI for a long filter name, and fix live list filters when filtering complex columns. Next up, also in Service Operations Workspace, is going to be the ITOM apps, updated version 24.1.2, and we've already read through all of these. It's basically the new Now Assist for ITOM release notes, so I'm not going to read all those again. It's just more of the same of what I just read off, or I read in a previous app, but we'll go to the next one here. Tag-based alert clustering engine, updated version 18.6.0, and in this version there are 12 new out-of-the-box tag-based alert clustering definitions, and they remove 4 existing out-of-the-box tag-based alert clustering definitions removed for new customers only. Next up and last in our list of highlights is going to be workforce optimization for ITSM configurable workspace, updated version 2.2.3. In this version, they migrated the page layout to a 3.0 version, added the Applaud app, they changed modified L1 schedules path, migrated coaching dashboards to UIB, they fixed a WCAG bug, SOW edit modal bug, top 5 occasions modal bug, and they removed recommended actions dependency from app-uib-wfo-core plugin. And my friends, my fans, my followers, that is the entire episode for this week. You just witnessed, or you just listened to, or watched 18 new releases, 8 highlights, 2 compatibility updates, 39 minor updates, 52 fixes, 1 downgrade, and 8 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.